Hello everybody. I'm not used to doing a big presentation like this, so firstly just bear with me. I was asked by Blackpool Community Hospitals to talk to you today about the remote monitoring in care homes. I'm actually a team leader by background for the care home support team in Blackpool, and I've worked with care homes for 3 or 4 years. And on the subject of technology, I was asked to actually see what we can do about actually supporting them with the use of technology. So the key aims and the objectives, obviously, around this, was, as we know, high ambulance call-outs, unavoidable ambulance call-outs are everywhere in terms of nationally, and obviously from the NHS, we're looking at reducing those. Specifically in homes, I think it's about managing the needs of the staff and how their understanding is of those residents who are poorly deteriorating. So it's how we can do that. And obviously what we wanted to do is we wanted to empower the staff with assisted technology, which is that remote monitoring, to sort of help them manage those deteriorations. So, and obviously from a GP perspective, they know that they want to try and deflect away from their work and for our teams to manage. So we looked at 5 care homes within Blackpool. Those 5 care homes were high admitters. We got them on board and offered them a tele solution, which was a form of a tablet, which we asked them to undertake daily observations for the residents, which we felt were high around falls and UTIs, urinary tract infections. On top of the observations, what they were doing, they were also completing a questionnaire alongside that resident, if it was possible. Obviously, we know that many of them have got dementia, so it's quite difficult at times. Those observations would then go to not ourselves, because we were a proactive service. We work alongside an urgent care service, which is a care coordination service, where we'd write care plans for as well, and they'd get information sent to them for the patients. So they would actually look at the monitoring of those residency alerts, and then obviously respond back to the homes. In terms of the treatment, the care coordination felt that obviously they wanted that those observations to help them decide on their treatment plans. And anyone who's existingly having a UTI or falls, it would help and support them. So the progress to date, obviously we took part with the 5 homes. We expanded the service to 3, because the 5 homes were residential homes, to 3 nursing homes, which we were able to do in the September. What we found, the lessons learnt, was that the infrastructure took some time to actually set up. So the 3 nursing homes had already been involved with Veronica's teleswallowing. The infrastructure was already there, so we decided that we'd use the nursing homes to just sort of get another slant on the monitoring. They actually undertook monitored those alerts themselves. And I think what we realised as well, again, it's a lot of what Dave was saying, it's about the infrastructure around the other services, what really need to tap into this as well. So we did ask GPs if they wanted to get involved with the pilot. So 2 GPs got involved so that they had the capability to look at the observations and the monitoring of those residents. That was launched in the 28th of January. Unfortunately, it ended the actual project in May because the commissioners felt that for our service, they wanted to redesign our care home support team from a proactive to a responsive service, which did make sense because obviously GPs wanted to deflect, the calls from them. And looking at, obviously, the key challenges around the project, the IT issues were a real problem in the fact that the N3 access was difficult to set up. It did take time. The infrastructure, the fact that you actually need all the homes on board, not just a few, and you need all the GPs on board and you need all the district nurses on board. The reporting issues, we found that the peripherals didn't always, they connected over easily, but they weren't always, they weren't accurate enough and needed to be redone, which caused care home residents some distress, and obviously the staff, because they were actually in part of doing that. The devices themselves, it was a simple tablet, Samsung tablet. There was one that was broken along the way, so it's about making sure that the actual equipment is secure in future. The key success, obviously, the remote monitoring, the virtual consultation, our parties from the care coordination and the homes found it was really important to have that virtual consultation and simple to use. The fact that they did have the observations, which were done daily, did enhance their clinical triage. And obviously what was most important was the partnership working with the other services from the urgent care centre and ourselves, our local hospital. And real positive feedback from the care homes in how simple the technology was to use on the tablet. So the feedback, which is just a selection really of some of the feedback from the questionnaires, that they found, obviously, their knowledge improved from the falls and urinary tract infections, because obviously they're doing the questionnaires, which prompted them to sort of look at, is this person deteriorating, and to act faster. And interestingly, they were still keen to monitor daily. Also, obviously, the equipment, they still found it easy to use. And from a technology point of view, which was the video call button was really good. It was like a Skype setup, so really easy to use. So moving on to the future, really, I have been involved with the Vanguard Telehealth, which Veronica has as well, for our local area. Because our service is going responsive, which is in October, what we've recognised is that the remote monitoring is good. It's probably good in primary care, but not specifically for the cohort of residents in homes. Some certain ones, yeah, but not others. And that the virtual consultation is the way forward. So the commissioners have commissioned us to be, because we are the ones who are excited about technology, is for us to actually accept calls from the care homes direct, undertake a virtual consultation, and then obviously decide from there what we're going to do about that resident, whether it's support for the care staff, whether we ask for other services to get involved, or we go out and actually review those residents. So it's about deflecting from the GPs, and obviously for us who are forward thinking and want to use the system, it's about us to get the others to buy in, really, and then gradually getting the GPs involved. So maybe connecting the GPs up with ourselves on a three-way virtual consultation, and then encouraging that then for them to then work, consultations around physio, things like that, which is really exciting. So that integration of systems is so important, and that for me is an exciting prospect, working with them in the future. So thank you very much. I didn't need any clapping there.